there's somebody you could where you could get ice. And so he went up to the reservoir. He got there ahead of the crew one morning, and he got around there and he slipped and he fell in. Well, you take when you got ice that thick and you fall off into the water that's maybe 25 feet deep under you, and it isn't a very good place to be. It gets cold pretty fast. But he finally got his sleeves wet, and he laid him up on there and held him until he froze on, then he crawled out.
Waited till he froze on and pulled himself out.
Waited till his clothes froze on, and he pulled himself out, and he got up and went to a ranch half a mile or so away and got warmed up and dried out, and the rest of the crew come up there. Well, here's everything but Turi. Where's Turi? About that time they got word to him.
But to be smart enough to do that, yeah. I mean, most people wouldn't even think to do that.
He was a big raw boom Swede. Pretty good old Turi, yeah?
That's really something.
But, Another thing I understood, I heard once when they first were building telephone lines through, there was a farmhouse 4 miles west of town there that they had a little switchboard in the house. The woman was an invalid, she was in a wheelchair, so she could tend the switchboard. And so I heard that there was a telephone switchboard up there in that house. And so finally I got to talking to a lady, she was just a few years older than I was, but she worked at that house. Yes, she says, that's a fact. She says, I remember. And they had that switchboard up there. And Mrs. Vernon was tending the switchboard for them. Just maybe not more than half a dozen calls a day go through on it, because it probably only took the reservoir. They needed a telephone at the reservoir to pass messages to the rest of the district. And maybe a few more phones, I don't know. That's where they had long distance lines through. It's things like that I recorded. I've got a lot of nice compliments from different ones.
Well, just
had a laugh here a few years ago. We've got those entertainers that come in to Ovid, the college in Sterling,